And on to Bonnie Van Veek, journalist with Scorpio at Daily Maverick. I don't know where she gets the time to read, but she has been reading. The book is The Future is Faster Than You Think, How Converging Technologies Are Transforming Business, Industries, and Our Lives. What made you pick this one up, Bonnie Van Veek? Why do you care so much about the future?
Good evening, Bruce. I think this book is one thing that every person should read. Every South African actually needs, and all the children in high school should read as well, because it just is a story of how our lives will change in the next 10 years.
Give me an insight into how it is. We all think it's going to change really, really quickly. We don't necessarily know how or what the technologies will be. What do the authors believe the big changes are? One is called Peter Diamandis and the other guy is called Stephen Kotler. They've written a couple of books, one called Bold and another one, I've forgotten the other title, but certainly Abundance. They've been writing this for years and they're highly respected in the field. What is their big view of the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So the premise of this book specifically is how different technologies are converging to change our lives and to just propel new inventions, and how very quickly Moore's Law is now changing as well. So Moore's Law is that classic where fast and faster technology is exploding. So Diamandis is the CEO of the Zero Gravity Corporation and the founder of XPRIZE Foundation. And as you mentioned, well-respected around the globe. And Stephen Kotler is a journalist. So I must also add that this book is also a lesson in writing for me and perhaps for you, and also in terms of reading a book that's so easily, so riveting. So I've been trying to read a book on cryptocurrency and blockchain recently, and I gave in quarter way through. I really did, because I wanted to understand it. But it was so difficult and so dense, and it was just so difficultly written. I couldn't get through it, even halfway. Anyway, so the overall theme of the book about technologies converging shows how it transforms businesses and industries, the job seeker, the entrepreneur, and the consumer. So it's all about future robotics, virtual reality, augmented reality, flying cars, medical tech, the future of education, the sex industry, everything in the next 10 years. So we all think about these fanciful ideas around flying cars, and we watch movies, futuristic movies, and in the end, the world always explodes in one of them. But the flying cars is always something that one would thought is 100 years or some ages away. But it is happening now. Investment companies are looking into it, and spaces on top of large buildings are being repurposed and replanned to become these parking lots. So it's very soon, we won't be cutting at cell phone providers with signal, with dodgy or about dodgy signal anymore, because our phones will be connected directly to a network of satellites spanning the globe. So all of these things, including education and the future of healthcare and biotech, crafting a heart or a kidney in a petri dish, it's something that they explain, and why it is happening now and why it is all of a sudden happening faster.
So much of this stuff was the stuff of science fiction, and has been the stuff of science fiction for the last 100 years, whether it was Mary Shelley and crafting Frankenstein as an example of, this is potentially the future of humanity and we can make these monsters. The flying cars idea has been around for an awfully long time. The difference now is the technology is available almost exponentially to make a lot of the stuff that has been talked about, much of it for a century, happen far more quickly than ever before. And that's the revolution, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's from fueling technology to airplane or aircraft technology to cars utilizing GPS systems. So that is exactly the premise of this book, is why now, why the next 10 years, why at this very moment? It is because different kinds of technologies, GPS technology, cell phone kind of signal, emissions technology, biotech technology, everything as is converging and is contributing to new inventions. And we are even looking at creating and crafting new metals and new kind of plastics and things to be lighter, more efficient and stronger. And that is why we will see a complete different view of the world in the next 10 years.
Do you feel like a poor cousin to the rest of the world in South Africa as we sit today reading these books of great adventure and opportunity in a country where we can't get it together to create the jobs needed to keep people out of abject poverty, where we've got such a tiny tax base that is being corroded and eroded all of the time with a mixture of fear and apprehension of the future, all of these sorts of things. And you read books like this and you just go, my goodness me, the world is so exciting and we're so far behind. Or do you see things happening in South Africa where we can dovetail and seek opportunity off the back of the wonders of what is happening in the world?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of both, because we need support, and our children need proper education, and they need the chances to better themselves. And how do you do that in a world where even their parents feel hopeless and don't feel as if they have a place in this world, and they can't even look outside the borders because everyday life is just a struggle. But you're leading me right into a point that I really want to discuss, and that is about how it will change education and these converging technologies. So especially in South Africa, but also in the globe, quantity and quality is always a problem in terms of the teachers that we have. And then MIT's Nicholas Negroponte tested a project in Ethiopia where he identified a few villages with people who are uneducated and where the children are obviously uneducated as well. And he just left a few boxes with tablets in them and software and solar panels so that no outside help is needed for some time. And he thought, you know, the children may just want to play with the boxes. But within 4 minutes, we described that the first kid had the tablets out of the box. After 2 weeks, all of them started singing songs around the ABCs and started speaking English. And within 5 months, they hacked the Android operating system of the tablets. So it was such a fascinating experiment of self-teaching and of taking a teacher out of the equation, and how if with efficient specialist software one can create literally miracles. So can you imagine then if you converge that technology with virtual reality? And one of the examples in this book says that, you know, think about a history lesson, how that would be. And if you suddenly stand in Queen Nefertiti's grave in the Valley of the Queens in Egypt with your goggles on, or with maybe some contact lenses by then on, or some other way of traveling between space and time, and with the neural net gloving your body, you will feel it. You will probably be able to smell it. You will feel the heat of that desert. So the learning material and the teachers disguised as a book, it's something revolutionary that South Africa can utilize if we just have sort of the creativity to go that route, and the will to accept help, and then the politicians that will listen to good ideas.
Perhaps what we need to do is cut the politicians out of the loop completely. Just a thought. Polly van Wyk, thank you. What a lovely story. What a lovely insight. Journalist with Scorpio Daily Maverick, Polly van Wyk, this evening. The book is called The Future is Faster Than You Think: How Converging Technologies Are Transforming Business, Industries, and Our Lives. And it's it's revolutionary, and I'm massively inspired by that book. Thank you, Polly van Wyk, for sharing on The Money Show.